Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
There are many reasons why folks forego working with a financial professional. Today, we're going to break down 10 of the most common reasons folks resist professional help while building their financial plans and explain exactly how a financial advisor would be able to help.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Sudol. Joining me today is Jeremy Bernard. Jeremy's been helping folks get to and through retirement at Northern Alliance Financial for a good long while. Northern Alliance Financial, the website is nafinancialadvisors.com. Jeremy, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. It's great to talk to you too, Steve. And it's amazing how fast time flies was kind of my thought when I was looking at my day today and realizing I got the pleasure of speaking with you and sharing with our radio audience all the things going on in the world and Northern Alliance. But geez, it's just so wild that we're here again. Time keeps flying, and part of me loves that, and part of me is like, man, just slow down a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I would like that, I think. If you want to get a head start, folks, here's a number. It's 833-856-1384. So when we talk about reasons people don't want to sit down with an advisor, and we were talking before the show saying, you know, people are nervous, people are, they're trying to figure out what's the right path, and then it becomes a problem. And so what we've got here are a bunch of basically the no's that you get, right?
Sure. There's definitely lots of different reasons too, and they've done lots of different studies that, talk about the people's reluctance to speak with a financial advisor, to get a sense of where things are at. And, from my own anecdotal experience, a lot of it is just so fear-based, and I get it, right? To a certain extent, man, look at the news these days, go online. It's almost a challenge to find something positive going on. And the world, the world just feels like it's, again, moving faster, time's moving faster, and then volatility in all different areas of the world, not just politics and geopolitical things, but of course the stock market. And,
yeah.
That causes so much fear. And we talk to people about it all the time. It makes sense. I feel like that's a natural human response to these kinds of things. But there are things that we can know and learn and inform ourselves about that will, maybe not take care of all of that fear, but gosh, if we can alleviate even just a little bit, 10, 15% even, a modest, amount of anxiety would, could be taken away just by being informed, by knowing a little bit. In some situations, I've helped people, I don't want to say I've eliminated all the fears of retirement, but an awful lot of them, there's lots of questions. We have lots of answers. I love that we're mathematically based, and I say that a lot, and I don't know if everybody understands what I mean, but, Social Security is a number. We don't have to be afraid of what that number is. We can put math, pen to paper, use a fancy Excel spreadsheet or whatever is at our disposal, and really figure out what your Social Security benefit's going to be. Taking away some of that fear, some of the concerns around Social Security. It's one of the most foundational things we do. And again, hopefully it's a step in the right direction toward alleviating any and all fears.
Right. And again, you were talking about Social Security, and that becomes a discussion in and of itself. There's a lot going on with Social Security, and I think there's a lot of people a little nervous about that as well.
Yeah, for sure. The cost of living is the thing I've been hearing the most lately from people, and yeah. I get that as well. The number for 2024 came out 3.2%, which is super disappointing cost of living increase. This year's was 8.7, and you could realistically say, my money in Social Security is kept up with the rate of inflation for 2023. But, we're back to really low cost of living for Social Security. And again, that's the biggest concern I've had, and it's fair. I mean, you tell me, Steve, cost of living gone down recently?
Not at all.
Not at all.
No.
Everything is still so expensive. If you can humor me here, and Steve and yeah. the audience, like a stupid example of it, but it's real. I was just at an Irving gas station paying for gas, and I went inside, and gosh, I found a package of chocolate chip muffins. There's four of them. They don't look particularly good. They're not particularly big. Just an average, you know, box of muffins. It was $9.99
oh my
for four
gosh.
Cheap gas station muffins.
Wow.
And again, it's a silly example, but it's reality. And I think it, man, everything is just so ridiculous.
That's a great example. So let's talk about some of the rejections that you might hear. One of them, one reason that you don't want to work with an advisor, well, I'm a do-it-yourself guy. I don't need help. Or do you?
Well, you know, what I do, you know, it can be done, right? I learned this job. I spent years and years of training and study and research and discussion groups, going to national workshops, you know, having weekly conversations with people, reading books, articles, being online, you know, always just kind of doing any and everything I can do to keep my finger on the pulse of all things financial and retirement based. So it's not impossible. You know, some people look to me and they want to call me an expert in these areas. And I don't really know what an expert is. It is a passion of mine that I've dedicated a very significant amount of my time to. And if you want to call me an expert, I get that. But it can be done by other people, of course. And people that come to me and say things like that where, hey, you know, I appreciate it, but I can do this on my own. It's all fine and good. I get it. But it is a job. You better pay attention. And the little details add up quickly. And the thing I point out is some mistakes can't be undone. And you'll have to live with that. Those consequences. I don't know. It can be really problematic for the DIYers. I don't want to discourage it necessarily, but man, you better be on your ball. Be on the ball.
So if someone has a do-it-yourself plan, a good idea would be to come on in, let you take a look, get that second opinion. Right?
Yeah,
because if it's in good shape, you're going to tell them that, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, happy to confirm or deny the, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of somebody's portfolio.
Yeah, sure.
There have been a few times, too. Again, you know, I spend a lot of time and dedication to it, this whole art and this craft of retirement planning. There have been those times I've met with these, you know, do-it-yourselfers, and I've learned a few things. So I really appreciate people sharing with me as much as anything else. It's not so much... I mean, it's not to say that I'm not going to learn something. It's great. There's always something new. In fact, I forgot about this one fairly recently. Somebody came in with a 401A portfolio.
My. That's new to me.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. It's very similar to a 401K. There's some slight variations, but it's meant for, you know, public employees.
Oh, okay.
You know, so for the state or, you know, some of the bargaining units have 403A portfolios, which I remember hearing about that, but it's got to be 7-8 years ago or whatever.
Sure.
I totally forgot about it. And I was like, oh yeah, and good to remember that there's yet again another type of retirement vehicle that's out there that's available that could benefit some people significantly. So I keep learning on a regular basis, and sometimes I relearn what I learned.
I understand that completely. So one of the other pushbacks is going to be, well, I'm already retired, but if I am retired, will you still look at a plan, or will you still even tell me that I've got a plan?
Yeah, here again, absolutely. And just because you're already retired doesn't mean there aren't some changes that we can make. In fact, I think it's one of the most important principles that we employ here with all of our clients at Northern Alliance Financial, which is flexibility. Hopefully, your plan has lots of flexibility, mm-hmm. whereby when, you know, the stock market takes a dive or things change in the world or in your own life, that you maintain that flexibility and control in order to, bob and weave, if you will, your own portfolio, make changes, make course corrections, if you will, just to make sure your plan stays on track. And generally speaking, you know, people have that kind of flexibility, even if you are retired. And even if you don't have that flexibility, let's still talk, because there's something, you know, maybe down the road when you gain that flexibility back that you can make changes to. Or this happens all the time, too, where people are coming in and want information for their kids or for their grandkids. They might be retired, but they want information to pass along to their family members. And I think that's, I mean, what a great Christmas present or birthday present or whatever sort of thing when, you know, you bring that wisdom that you have from your own retirement, perhaps from your own mistakes or perhaps from your successes, and carry that down to subsequent generations of your family. I mean, that's just amazing. I'm working with a gentleman now who's a retired police officer with the state of Maine, and it's exactly what we're doing. His daughters are in their early 20s, and we're meeting. There's nothing I could do to help him. His plan is set, which is great. Mm-hmm. But he really wants me to meet with his daughters and make sure they're on the right foot and start investing well. One of the daughters has really good earnings right now, even in her early 20s, and the other daughter's not making much. So we're all four of us going to sit around the table and talk about different strategies, different approaches, the pros and cons of investing in certain ways. And what a beautiful gift.
Wow.
If I could have my 20s back and make financial decisions, that would be incredible, huh?
Oh, Jeremy, you and me both. Holy cow. Well, on that note, we've come up against the clock. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come on back and continue the conversation.
Perfect.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, that sounds fantastic. It's why we give you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances, no cost, no obligation. Find out just how much risk you're taking. Are there any red flags that could be a potential problem for you down the line? Now, do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefit. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, call us today, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Two down and more to go. Coming up next, we share the final reasons folks dismiss meeting with a financial professional and exactly how an advisor can help you set up for success.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
And we're back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Jeremy Bernard is here and helping us get through all of the minefield that is retirement today. I mean, there are so many things that we have to consider. And I can't imagine not working with an advisor. That's just me. But I like this one where they say, I don't think about finances very much. I don't want or like to discuss finances. Well, I had a brother like that, and it didn't end well. Let me just say that.
Yeah, boy, this is a tough sentiment. This kind of perspective could come from a lot of different reasons. I mean, sadly, maybe it's coming from the fact that they feel guilty or ashamed that they didn't save as much as they could have, or, you know, maybe they're embarrassed that they don't have more financial education or experience. There's a myriad of reasons why people wouldn't want to discuss finances. Also, it's super private. I mean, it, there are more private topics in our life, of course, than finances. But man, it, you know, what's the expression, Steve? We don't talk about religion,
yes,
death or taxes.
Yes, that's it.
Could add finances in there as well, right?
Oh, 401ks.
We don't talk about 401ks.
Right. do you find that a generational thing? I mean, you know, from my perspective, I grew up where we didn't talk about money. That was not something that was discussed publicly. And now, I mean, it's like my kids, they're talking, I mean, you know, I know more than I think I should.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I hope that's a generational shift. You know, I'm not sure it's trickling down as much as I'd like it to, mm-hmm. for sure. I think there's a lot of awareness and there's a lot of concern about the health of Social Security such that, you know, my kids don't think there's going to be any support system for them when they retire, which, you know, is a double-edged sword. You know, in one way, I think that's a good thing. You know, don't expect there to be any kind of safety net. Make your own, create your own safety net. In another sense, that makes me really sad just because, you know, I'm a huge fan of Social Security. Mm-hmm. It's been in existence for creeping up on 100 years, you know, 90 almost years.
Yeah.
It's done so much good for so many people. And we were talking hundreds of millions of Americans through the years, to think that younger generations, they might be correct. You know, it's hard to say these days. I think Social Security is going to be plenty intact for anybody that's retiring now. And even, you know, people that are in the Gen X generation, my generation, mm-hmm. I think Social Security is going to be there. But man, long term, it's, you know, it's not a bad thing, I think, for my kids and your kids to be financially savvy in a new way, because it's a new world these days. And plowing ahead, knowing that it's your responsibility, that's probably a healthy attitude, I would imagine.
So I read a story just this week about Social Security, and the reality that jumped out at me was that, you know, the baby boomers have always had the vote, right? Gen X is coming up, but the baby boomers have always had the vote. And that's going to change. That's going to shift to Gen X and millennials and, you know, and Gen Y. They are the ones that are going to be deciding. And if they already believe Social Security is not going to be there, what are they going to do? I mean,
they have different points somewhere there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, they have different priorities than we did, as, you know, as a kid growing up or even as an adult.
Yeah. Yeah. I, like you're saying, there is going to be a shift in that. In fact, millennials are a much larger group than baby boomers at this point.
Right.
They're not all of voting age, of course, but they're getting there, like you're saying. So there's definitely going to be some fundamental shifts. There are going to be a lot of fundamental shifts in the future. You know, when I think about even education right now, I joke about it, but a third of our state budget and most of the towns, like it's half of their town budget, goes to education,
right,
public schools and these sorts of things. And, you know, I'm not advocating this, but, you know, at what point is YouTube going to become the new great educator?
Oh, it already is.
Yeah, right? My kids learn so much from the internet. And, you know, we can poo-poo that and we can say that's really bad, but they've got a breadth of knowledge that is shocking to me at times. Mm-hmm. Even their language that they use, and you know, they're learning different skills via the internet. There's going to be some fundamental shifts, and we are probably going to see that pretty soon. And again, all the reason to work with financial advisors, who part of my job is to scour the news and scour all these laws that are changing. I'm part of organizations that monitor these things, and if it negatively impacts retirees, then we're going to get active in that regard.
Yeah.
You know, there are those shifts in the future. Coming back to that topic of being, fear being a big reason not to come in and talk to us. Listen, it's just a reality, right? These changes are going to happen. We're going to make the most of them. There's almost always a positive in any situation, even if there's a lot of negative. And we'll maximize that, capitalize on it, and bring that sense of peace and security to all of our clients as much as possible.
833-856-1384. We're talking about reasons to not work with an advisor, which are really great reasons to work with an advisor. I love that. I love this one. My retirement planning advice comes from friends, family, you know, my cousin, my sister's uncle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I love those water cooler conversations, as we call them.
Oh, yeah.
I used to work for the state of Maine, and I loved those. It was like we had two times a day where we're like, yep, it's time to go have a drink. We're going to have a drink of water or drink a coffee. We'd all sit in the hallway and yammer on and fix all the problems of the world.
Yes,
it was great fun. And I have wonderful friends from that time. But we would you know, just yammer on like we knew what we were talking about. And maybe we did, maybe we didn't. It was great fun.
Right.
To build my life around those conversations is kind of a different thought, though. And make financial decisions because, you know, my buddy who sounds really smart, you know, did something. The reality is little details really change and affect how any number of these programs or tools will benefit you. Mm-hmm. So it's just the epitome of an individualized plan when it comes to retirement planning. There is no cookie cutter answer here. Every little nuance changes things, affects things. And part of it is because retirement is all about freedom, as far as I'm concerned, and money and wealth. It's all about freedom. And what's freedom to me looks very different than what's freedom to you, Steve.
Yes.
Let alone everybody else around that water cooler. If you're free to make whatever decision you want in your life, as far as I'm concerned, you're wealthy and you're retired. If you know you choose to work beyond that time frame, then good. That's part of your freedom, which is great. But again, that looks totally different. Even for those of you who don't know, I'm actually an identical twin. I look more like my brother now than I ever have. So
really, what do you attribute that to?
We're both getting fatter. I don't know. We have a similar round face.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I love my brother. He's great. But his perspective on life couldn't be more different. I know about money and finances and our vision for what retirement means, totally different. He's always been much more about, you know, having the big jobs. He's a big executive at, you know, IBM and a couple other big companies and working like a dog, and he's done great for himself. I have a more of a day-to-day perspective than he does, mm-hmm. Which is fine. You know, there's no wrong answer here by any means. He's a great guy, very intelligent, hardworking, dedicated and father and all these things.
Yeah.
But, you know, his retirement is going to look totally different than mine, most likely. I'll probably have a little camper that I'm towing behind my RAV4 and, you know, I'll be driving it to his yacht maybe.
Well, yeah, there you go. I like it. One of the other reasons that folks might resist an advisor because they've got a 401k, they've been putting money into it for years, and that is my plan. That's not a plan, though.
It's not a plan.
It's a
lump of something, you know, on the screen. It's a digital picture on a screen. We got to enact this thing. We got to put it into motion, put it into action, and in the most efficient way possible. Right. I mean, if we take a different kind of analogy, you know, I might have a sports car parked in my driveway, but I got to know how to use it. I got to put the right fuel in it. The maintenance has to be done in a certain way, in a very different way than my, you know, Tesla might need to get done or my Ford, you know, mm-hmm. whatever sort of thing you're driving.
Sure.
We have to, just because you've got this tool, which is good, we got to know how to use the tool. When things change in our life or the federal laws change, or we're going to start taking that, you know, car out for a ride, if you will. We got to know what the speed limit is. You know, what are the rules of the road? Do my lights need to be on? That's obviously, I'm going a little probably deep into that analogy, but or metaphor, but it's so true here, you know, where I've got my retirement plan and now this thing is popping up. You know, I want to go on this extra trip that I got invited to Alaska, let's say. You know, how do I make that happen for myself, but not derail a plan that's been working for me for years?
Sure.
You know, or I love building in that kind of flexibility to people's plans. I've mentioned in the past, my own mom, she has changed her retirement strategy or lifestyle, I should say, 3 times now and pretty dramatically. My favorite thing she did was she retroed just a small bus. She turned it into an RV and tootled all over the country for a couple of years. It was amazing.
Wow.
She decided to sell that, and now she's on a whole new, you know, strategy of living her life and being as free as she wants to be. So, you know, but how do we make sure she stays on track?
Right.
Those are, you know, some ongoing conversations to make sure she's not overspending. She's not underspending either. I love focusing on don't underspend. Live your life to the fullest and spend the appropriate money to do those things.
833-856-1384. Jeremy, let's go ahead and take a break. Let's invite folks to call and we'll come right back.
Perfect.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
This is a great opportunity to get that financial roadmap put together. Things are complicated, and again, Jeremy's here to help smooth things out, make things clear and easy to understand. And it's a practical financial review. You will see where you are today, but more importantly, you'll find that you now have a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
When we return, we're walking you through real, relatable retirement planning scenarios and putting our advisor in the hot seat to explain the hands-on approach they take with each one.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news here, stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Steve Siddall here and Jeremy Barnard there. And we are talking about getting ready for retirement. We went through the first couple of segments talking about, you know, pushbacks. In other words, why don't you want to work with an advisor? But I thought it might be fun to dig into these case studies, if you will. I mean, what we've done is really drawing it out of a hat, if you will. I mean, these are made up people. These are made up numbers. We're not giving away any secrets here. But again, it's typical, right? I mean, so let me set this up. This first one, it's a 63 and 64 year old couple. They're retiring in 6 months. The 63 year old has a 401k and 403b. 64 year old has a pension and a 401k. Both have maximized their contributions. They have other investments, stocks, bonds, T-bills, gold, annuities, and real estate. They have no outstanding debt, two children, both of whom live in the same state, who they'd like to visit during their retirement. Well, I mean, that sounds to me like a couple that's got their stuff together.
I mean, I'm not sure how it could get more perfect.
Yeah.
Their kids are even in the same state. I love it. I love these kind of scenarios that we put out there for people. This is probably based on some real experience from some clients, of course, but sure. It is fictitious. I think it's important to be just real quick before I answer the question, you know, how I'd work with this couple. I talk about retirement planning being very individualized, and it is. But that being said, these case studies help people realize their situation is similar and they're not alone in the challenges, and that, you know, we have answers to these kinds of questions that are really important and will change the trajectory of your life and potentially, you know, future generations of your family. So I love these kind of scenarios. They're great to talk about and super interesting, to be sure.
So how do you approach something like this? I mean, where do you start? Is it risk tolerance? Is it diversification? How do you begin?
Yeah, well, in this couple here, I mean, they've got bonds, T-bills, gold, annuities, real estate. I mean, they couldn't be more diverse.
Right.
So that's not going to be the most pressing topic. For me, there's going to be two topics for most people that we work with here in Maine that are going to be present right at the very beginning. We're going to talk about risk tolerance in the stock market or otherwise. And then we're also going to talk about taxes.
Ooh, that's
being tax diverse. Yeah. So in this couple here, they're perfectly diverse. And so again, is the risk tolerance in the stock portfolio too great? What did the bond portfolio do in 2022? Because most bond portfolios did not perform like we thought they were going to. So we're really focusing on that risk piece there. Second to that, but barely, I'll tell you, is taxes. We have to start paying more attention to moving our IRAs and 401ks into tax, a much more tax efficient place than those portfolios can be. Roth conversions are always on the table for people. I always stress you have to please work with a professional before doing Roth conversions, because they cannot be undone, and there can be some very serious negative consequences if they get done the wrong way. But again, considering it in this situation where it seems like they've got so many of their ducks in a row, it's great. Let's make sure their taxes are taken care of and forever are taken care of.
Of course. I really like that. And they're pretty good ages to start really putting up a solid plan together, or maybe they already have one and you can just sort of tweak it and make it better.
Yeah, for sure. Between 59 and a half and 73 currently, it's really the sweet spot for retirement planning.
Okay.
There are mistakes that can get made, of course, that we can't undo, but we have to actually try almost. You have to work hard to make mistakes and have penalties and those sorts of things.
Sure.
So it's a great time. I like to start working with people that are even mid-50s, because again, if we can correct course on a couple of maybe issues that people are having, but are, 5-10 years away from retirement, that's a great time frame as well. It is a little more precarious perhaps of a time if you're not 59 and a half, but these folks here, 64 and 63, it's classic. It's perfect. It's the right time to come on in and have a conversation.
Sure. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but they haven't even mentioned Social Security. So that must be a bonus.
Yeah.
And so you can set up plans like that. If we've been a good saver and, we're putting a plan together, that Social Security could be just enough to cover my expenses.
Yeah, for sure. I like what you're saying there, Steve, too. It's important. Like, all of these different facets of their life coming together, there's connection points that are really hard to identify. How does Social Security interact with my pension versus my stock portfolio versus my 401k? That gets complicated and overwhelming pretty darn quickly for a lot of people. And I get it. It's a lot to take in. And you've never been asked to do this. You're working years, you work, and it's pretty obvious how you get income and make it work for yourself, mm-hmm. at least in some regards.
Sure.
And now we've got to bring in all kinds of income streams and lumps, nest eggs and, all these sorts of things. Real estate, maybe you've got to other sources of income coming in. Inheritances are still happening. That's happening. I've got a gentleman right now who's looking at inheriting $1.2 million.
Wow.
And thankfully, we're getting ahead of it. He's, we're going to make sure he receives it in the correct way, the most tax efficient manner. And then when he receives it, that he's not going to put it in the wrong place and experience the worst tax tsunami of his life.
Yeah. Well, we want to avoid that, certainly. But that's a big deal to try and deal with. But again, working with you, independent fiduciary, a lot of experienced advisor, like you are at Northern Alliance Financial. I mean, it makes so much sense really to me because you've never, I certainly have never had that kind of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also, I hope it's coming through the radio and our TV shows and the in-person seminars that we do. And when people come and have these conversations, it's a pleasure to do this job. I find it so fascinating. It's so interesting. I love math, and then to have the human element behind it, it's just so fun and interesting. And I don't know how, I'm so grateful that for almost 10 years now, work hasn't felt like work to me, because I get to do this kind of support for people and be an advisor and guide people in really important ways and change lives. It's such an honor. It's a privilege, and it's super creative, and it utilizes all my different faculties, that just, they all come together really well in this beautiful world we called retirement.
Yes, absolutely. 833-856-1384 is the number. All right, let's go on. Here's another one. This is a little different. He's a little bit older. It's a 71-year-old man. He's got $900,000 saved for retirement, and he's quitting work in 30 days. He wants the money in 30 days. Now, he's got money in a 401k contributing to the limit offered by his employer. He's been doing that steadily for 20 years. He's single, in good health. has two kids. Investments include stocks, bonds, commodities, real estate, precious metals, and annuity. He has three adult children that live in different states and would like to be able to be active during his retirement to visit them when he wants, save money for their futures, and travel on his own as well as in retirement. Again, what... Take us through this one. This is a beautiful thing here.
Yeah, again, this sounds great as well. And I love that he's not yet retired. So it gives us some time to really plan and strategize for that $900,000 that he has in his 401k. Here again, the first thought I would have is, you know, we want to look at from a tax perspective, you know, what's going on and what's in his best interest. Do Roth conversions make sense once he retires? There can be a lot of reasons for that, to be sure. Mm-hmm. The other thing, he wants to do travel. He's got kids in other states. There can be a healthy expense with that, to be sure. So some of the things I like to build into these retirement plans is that, you know, extra expense, you know, travel fund that we know we want, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 a year dedicated just toward airfare so he can travel for these things.
Sure.
We want to build that kind of dynamic right into this man's plan because obviously that's really important to him. Well, the other piece at a certain point too, and nobody likes to talk about this. I don't like to talk about it either, but we need to this might be a time to look at some long-term care coverage as well.
Sure.
It's something that pops into my mind.
Well, he's 71. I mean, you know.
Yeah. And he's got kids in other states.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe he doesn't have as much support as he might otherwise want to have that's so local and present to him right now. It just seems like a prudent step, to be sure, especially because the long-term care plans that we have right now, they can be so flexible. They can provide so many benefits beyond just long-term care needs. I can't go into it too much. We do a whole 10 hours just talking about long-term care.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But they're flexible. And it's not – the one thing I'd want to say to listeners out there right now is that long-term care plans are no longer money out the window. It's not wasteful. There's so many problems with old school long-term care plans that have gotten fixed. And it's definitely worth reconsidering. And even a gentleman at 71 years old, there could be reason why they would be getting into a plan like that. The oldest person that I helped with get into one of these long-term care plans was 78 years old.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
So it's never too late to reconsider it and think about it. It fits so well into this gentleman's overall plan, and it might well in this situation as well.
Well, Jeremy, we have walked up against the clock. Let's take a quick break. Come on back, and we got to wrap it up in a few minutes.
Sounds great.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is, a great opportunity for you to review your individual circumstances. There's no cost, there's no obligation. What about risk? You can find out how much risk you're taking. Red flags down the line? Yep, let Jeremy take a look. Do you know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Yes, the team at Northern Alliance Financial will take a deep dive and find out for you. What about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, it starts with a call. I suggest you make that call today. 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
A busy week for listeners sending us questions. We'll tackle as many as we can right after this short break.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and Jeremy Bernard is here. Well, we've been having a great conversation today, and really just it's kind of taking apart, you know, our retirement plan, Jeremy. That's what it felt like, especially in that last segment where it's like, okay, you're gonna reverse engineer this thing, and that's really what you do.
That's an interesting perspective. I like that. I mean, I have the advantage of seeing literally thousands of retirement plans in all different stages. You know, I work with people in their 90s, 80s, 70s, all age groups. So yeah, I kind of do have this unique perspective of, you know, what does the end goal look like and how do we reverse engineer that? It's a creative way to look at it. I've seen a lot of really good plans, and I've of course seen some of the pitfalls and mistakes that have been made over the years. I really have a unique perspective in that regard. And in some ways it makes me feel like an old soul, even though, well, maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. But I've seen a lot. You know, we got lots of stories. We have, you know, other team members that have equal experience, and I love listening to them talk about stories. You know, some of the most fascinating stories come from the estate planning attorneys that we work with. And again, of course, we help people, you know, avoid the mistakes and the pitfalls, and our lawyers do that as well. But man, we've all got kind of war stories and horror stories, and, you know, we all learn from those, right? It's not a judgment when that happens to people. Sometimes life throws us curveballs, and man, we do the best we can. But we do have a unique perspective because we work with so many different age groups and making people, you know, live the retirement that they want, or helping them to do that.
Sure. 833-856-1384 is the number to get you started. And Northern Alliance Financial, nafinancialadvisors.com. That is the website, nafinancialadvisors.com. And Jeremy, on that website, not only can we learn a lot about who you are at Northern Alliance Financial, meet the rest of the team, but you've also got all the radio shows, all the TV shows, and you've got some other great stuff on there that seems to change all the time. It's a great website.
Yeah, we have a lot of content. Yes. It's important to us. These details about retirement, these strategies about retirement, or whatever, the tools available to people, we really can't get the word out enough. They're so critically important. And I don't know if we're not getting enough traction as a society. So it does feel like we go above and beyond because that's what we feel like is important. The more we can do to spread that word and spread the content, the better. I do ask people, you know, when they watch, I've had some people that want to watch the videos of me in particular in front of me. I can't do that.
That's uncomfortable.
I don't like seeing myself on TV.
I understand.
It's quite fun doing it. But even the radio shows, people want to listen to the radio shows. And as much as I love being on the radio, I love talking to Steve, I can listen to about 3.5 seconds of my own voice.
Yeah.
And then it, like, the cringe factor gets really high for me. So happy to point people in that direction, but I'm not going to watch it with you.
Right. Fair enough. Let's jump into some questions before we run out of time, Jeremy.
Okay.
Wendy's up first. She's from Bath and writes, in 2021, I rolled over a 403b plan from a previous job into an IRA, then made a Roth conversion of the full amount. It was under $10,000. Oh, obviously, okay. That conversion makes the full amount income. Now, is there a particular IRS form that I need to file for this? Thanks.
Yeah, interesting question. I'm glad that it was only under $10,000.
Yeah.
That part is important. Again, a full conversion amount on your 403B, I'm not even sure I like hearing those words out loud, because that can be very, from a tax perspective, very dramatic and could be catastrophic. So she obviously knew what she was doing. It's under $10,000. It's important to know when you do those conversions, it gets treated just like a paycheck. So you got to pay taxes on a regular paycheck. Do a Roth conversion, you got to pay taxes on that conversion. But you're going to get a 1099 from whoever held that 401k or 403b. So they're going to note, the IRS is going to know that when you file your taxes, that you took that conversion amount or that money out of the IRA and put it into a Roth, and then they'll get treated with that, the wonderful, amazing tax-free status of a Roth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And again, that goes back to 2021. So she's, what, 3 years into or almost 3 years into the five-year wait?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's important to know that five-year wait, that pertains only to the growth.
Yes.
The original amount that she put into the Roth IRA, she can touch at any point. It's just the growth that has to stay there for 5 years.
Okay.
So it's a little bit illiquid that way, meaning you don't have access to all of your money at all times. But it's not as bad as some people think.
Okay. And again, I'm going to say a Roth is not necessarily for everyone, a Roth conversion.
True. Yeah, absolutely. They're important. And more, I think more people should be considering them. But absolutely, it's not for everybody. And it's a mathematical question whether or not it's appropriate for you, the listener. We have the software, the details, and the experience. We analyze your situation. And we can, you know, with only a couple of assumptions, really identify how much value Roth IRA over the next 10, 20, 30 years is going to provide to you and to your family.
Oh, yeah.
So it's definitely worth looking into, investigating, and we help people with that on a weekly basis.
Wendy, give us a call, 833-856-1384. Leslie is in Auburn and says, why is the recommended percentage of my portfolio devoted to stocks any different at the beginning of my career than at the start of retirement? I don't understand why I should reduce my exposure to stocks when I retire, as I'll still have 30 years of investing ahead of me.
I love this question. She's 100% right.
Yeah.
I think it's a super valid question. The conventional wisdom tells us the closer you get to retirement, the less exposure to risk you should take. And if you're in stocks inherently and just kind of in general, that's a more risky portfolio. That being said, it's what works for most people. You know, you have a good balanced stock portfolio mixed with large cap, small cap, mid cap companies. You know, that's where a lot of wealth is built, from my experience and my opinion. You know, and that to change that strategy just because you're getting into retirement, I'm not sure that's in everybody's best interest. The issue, though, is when we run into years like 2022, or quite honestly, 2023 has been interesting to say the least, certainly up and down, very volatile. So we have to put ourselves in a position where we can, if you will, stomach those ups and downs and those highs and lows. If you want to stay in that stock portfolio that's risky, that's fine, but make sure you're ready for it and in a position to absorb those hits when those hits come. You're going to retire for 30 years, but you're going to have more than one down market like we had in 2022. I've got a client, just to put this point out there a little bit more, a client up in Caribou who I worked with, lovely gentleman. He had about $800,000 in his 401k, and he'd been growing money really well. He was in he managed his own stock portfolio. He was a DIYer. And he said to me he's concerned about the risk, and he wanted to put $500,000 into something completely safe, and then he's going to continue investing in that same aggressive way with the balance. And that worked great. And, you know, when 2022 hit, we had that $500,000 into a type of annuity that never goes down in value. And so while his stock portfolio took a massive beating, the $500,000, which had grown to about $700,000 from when we put it in there, that $700,000 never went down in value. And now he was comfortable, even as bad a beating as he got, as he took in 2022, because he had that money set aside in the annuity, his stocks went down in a big, bad way. That's all right. He has time to heal because he's got money on the side growing really well as well.
Sure. All right. There you go, Leslie. Sounds like you got a plan. Just give us a call.
I like it.
833-856-1384. We got time for another one here. Let's go to Greg in Strong. In retrospect, I like this. Greg has a problem. In retrospect, I probably made a mistake by not electing to have a spousal benefit for my wife on my military pension, but I can't go back and change it now. How do I make sure that she has enough remaining assets to live on, assuming I die first? Well, once she finds this out, she may make that happen.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, these kind of dynamics are exactly why we put so much effort into doing outreach, because this is all about being in the know. So many of the rules and the regulations that come through, you know, if you don't know certain details, then you're going to make decisions that might not be in your best interest, or in the best interest of your wife in this situation, Greg. So I feel for you, and anybody else out there, you know, if you've got questions, please. We have answers. If we don't have all the answers at that very moment, we certainly know how to get them all.
Of course.
We want to avoid these situations as much as possible. That being said, there still are some options for Greg that are really amazing. We can actually create pensions for people using some of their assets. And we can design them that they pay out just like a pension all of your whole life, and then also for your wife's whole life, her entire life, always getting that income no matter what. There's different ways that we can have that income potentially even grow over time. So it might be some pensions these days aren't getting cost of living increases, but some of the pensions we're able to create from some of these tools that we have, we can create kind of those options for growth. So in some regards, I don't want to say they're better than a pension, but they act differently and in some ways have some characteristics that are really beneficial to people. So we can do it. We can make sure that your wife is protected as well. If you come on in, we can certainly talk about those different options.
Sure. 833-856-1384. Greg, and on that note, let's go ahead and invite folks to call one last time.
Great.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. You'll get the comprehensive financial review just described. You're going to find out where you are today, but more importantly, you'll walk out with a roadmap that can help guide you to help get you to where you need to be. 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Jeremy, as always, a pleasure to connect with you, and just, I love the conversations that we have.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I really appreciate it, Steve.
And we want to thank everybody for listening, and we're going to come back again next week with more questions and topics and a lot more right here on Financial Safari with Jeremy Bernard.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.